Tonight, the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge closes to reopen next week with a new eastern span that took a quarter century and more than $6 billion to build. This all started with the Loma Prieta earthquake of 1989, when a section pancaked, revealing the long-overdue need for a seismic upgrade. Was the wait worth it? We're about to find out. Just beforehand, though, we've pulled in San Francisco Chronicle reporter Jackson Vanderbecken for a little background. What exactly is happening this weekend?
The idea is to take the final stretch of the bridge and hook the highway to it. Right now, the old bridge is going to be taken out of service, and they're going to put the new bridge in right at the place where there's a tunnel. So they basically link the bridge up at the tunnel, and they're off to the races.
How pretty is this bridge? Is this the signature bridge we've been promised?
Well, it is an architectural innovative span. It has this large tower. And one of the things that this bridge does that a lot of other bridges don't, including modern bridges, is that it's anchored itself. It doesn't have, its cables are not anchored in the ground in any sense. They're essentially anchored to themselves. It holds itself up for about, and as a result, it costs a lot of more money to produce because they had to basically build a fake bridge and then put the new bridge on top and then suspend the new bridge off these cables and then remove the temporary bridge. So the temporary bridge in itself cost hundreds of millions of dollars to construct.
So I guess that goes some way towards explaining why this bridge is so darn expensive.
That's right. This bridge, right off the bat, was going to cost $500 million more. And so that added cost is a reason why self-anchored spans are not typical. That's what makes this, in some people's minds, an architectural gem. But it's also very expensive. As you said, it's over $6 billion.
So the original Bay Bridge was built during the 1930s, as was the Golden Gate Bridge. Many sort of consider the Bay Bridge, the original one, the second sister to the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, it handles a lot of traffic just like the other one, but it doesn't get the same respect, the same love. Do you think this new Bay Bridge is going to inspire the same passion as the Golden Gate or perhaps overtake it?
I doubt it. I mean, this new design is very modernistic and it has a different kind of look. I think it will be a modern icon. It won't be a classic icon. I mean, that Golden Gate Bridge, I think, is going to stand as the architectural and engineering marvel that it always will be.
There was a big hullabaloo over brittle steel discovered just a couple of months ago in the Bay Bridge, and now there's all kinds of investigations taking place. Do I need to be nervous driving over this thing?
The issue is their long-term survivability on the bridge. There are over 2,000 other rods and bolts that are on the span that are identical or nearly identical to some of the ones that failed. And I think Caltrans believes that they may not have to replace as many or even any of these bolts based on what they've found so far. But, you know, I mean, I think a lot of people think the tests which they are doing for these rods and bolts may not be able to actually replicate field conditions in a way that's very reliable. So the only issue is the long-term survivability of the 2,000 or more rods and bolts that are on the span, you know, some of which can't be replaced.
If anybody wants to see this work being done while it's being done, is there a place they can go at a time they can go?
If you're talking about the work being done to link the span up now, there you won't be able to see much because the whole span will be closed. If you could get on a boat,
helicopter.
You could look up,
yeah, right.
Or get a helicopter. It's not exactly scenic work. I mean, all they're doing, I mean, when they knock down the old span, they're going to be doing that slowly over a number of years, piece by piece. They have to be very mindful about
it. They can't just blow it up.
Right, because they don't want to damage the bay. They've got some concerns about, you know, obviously lead is, the thing is just laden with lead paint, layer after layer of lead paint.
Well, thank you for talking with us today.
Sure.
That was Jackson Vanderbecken of the San Francisco Chronicle. We've got a lot more coverage of the Bay Bridge online. Look for the link on our website, californiareport.org.